Hello, church. Happy Monday. This is Confession of Faith 2021, week number 7. We'll be in Deuteronomy 6:4 and also looking at a passage from the Gospels that reference what we see in Deuteronomy 6:4. I'll pray and we'll get right into it. Father, thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for your mercy. God, we thank you for your patience. We pray for our nation, for our leaders, that you would work a great gospel work in our day. Let there be an outbreak of conversions, hearts turned to you through faith and repentance in Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen. All right, Deuteronomy 6:4. The confession today is a confession about who God is, and then attached to it is a command, a commandment. And so the confession really is twofold. One, it's a confession about who God is. Two, it's a confession of what God deserves, what he is worthy of. And that, of course, is love, perfect love. Deuteronomy 6:4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart." They should define who you are and how you live and what you love and what you desire on your heart. "And you shall teach them diligently to your children, shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise." So this is something that defines how we live, loving God from the heart, teaching this. "You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." Some symbolic ways that love for God is the defining characteristic of a follower of God. I'll read the two main verses again. Scroll down. Yeah, you can see them. Verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." There's one Lord, one God, one Creator, one Redeemer. In the fullness of time, we know God has revealed himself to be Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons in one essence. This transcends what we know of logic, but it does not contradict logic. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. We worship no other God except the one who actually lives and exists. Verse 5, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." This is the first act of obedience. To be saved, we turn to Christ in repentance and look to Christ in faith. At the core of the life of a believer will be a love for God. It's the first act of obedience. It's the centerpiece of a truly godly life, is love for God. Do you love God? Now, looking at one cross-reference in Matthew 22, "But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees," take a guess on who the he is, it's Jesus, "they gathered together," right? The Pharisees gathered together. "And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. 'Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?' And he said to him," right, Jesus says to this lawyer, "you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." This is the great and first commandment, which is why earlier I called it, it's the first act of obedience. It's the foundational act of obedience because it's the great and first commandment. Any other act of true obedience toward God is a result of already doing this. And any other sin, any other act of disobedience, any breaking of any other law is just a result, a fruit, a manifestation, however you want to say it, of violating this commandment, failure to love God the way God deserves. And just for context, to give a little fuller picture, I'll read verse 39 and 40. And a second great commandment is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. All God's law, all the prophets, the whole prophetic word rest on understanding these two commandments. Number one, loving God with all of our heart, soul, and mind. We can even add strength if you look at another cross-reference to this. Basically, with all that you are, love God most. Love Him not just as one thing among a host of equally good, equally lovable things, but love Him as the preeminent being, God, above, far above anything else. Love Him with all that you are. Love Him above all things. Love Him in all aspects of life. He deserves it. He's worthy of it. And there's a second commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, is that the natural instinct of man? Is that your natural instinct? Is that the natural instinct of a toddler or of a teenager or of someone who's in their 40s? Certainly it's not. Our natural instinct is to look out for ourselves at the expense of others. But the second great commandment is to love our neighbor as ourself, to not always be, to not care for ourself first, but in the footsteps of Christ, to lay down our lives for the sake, for the blessing of others, to love others even at the expense of ourselves. We can't live like that unless we have a new heart that comes from God, that's filled with the Spirit, that's led by the Spirit, that's shaped by the Word of God, and that by grace, here's the main point, that by grace loves God. If we love God, that fruit will be lived out in our relationships and the way we treat others as well. So that's our confession today. We'll go back to it, Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. All right, thanks for joining. Check us out Sunday for Catechism 2021, Week 8, which is another one of these weekly online ministries we do for a practical tool for your discipleship as an individual, with your family, with a small group. They're meant to be a springboard for your prayer, for your Bible study. That's why they're short. They're meant to be a springboard, just something to get you going in your personal devotional time. And then again, next Monday will be Confession of Faith 2021, Week 8. God bless you.